We're back with more Let's Talk EI on TalkZone.com. Once again, here's your host, Dr. Hank.
Well, thank you for staying with us. I really appreciate Jennifer being with us on her segment of the show. It was really informative, as it certainly was informative to me, and I hope our listeners were able to pick up some information, get some information from that. And actually, we might have Jennifer on again in a couple of weeks or so. She's very informative, and I want to hear about some of the other stuff that's going on over there at Rasmussen College. But we're now at our email and tweet portion of the show. And I said the email and tweet portion of the show was where someone could send in an email, and we would respond to the email near or at the end of the show. Well, I have a couple of emails here that have come in. And one of the emails was asked the question, why is emotional intelligence so popular suddenly? And so I'm going to respond to that by saying, well, a few things. One, it's not popular suddenly. Actually, emotional intelligence has been around for quite some time, and it was back in, I guess, the mid-90s when Dr. Goldman came out with his book around emotional intelligence that really spurred some interest in it, and it may have tapered off for a while, but I think there's been a resurgence, if you will, and that resurgence is, I think, mainly because where we are in terms of the economy, the kind of work that people do now, it's more either service oriented, where there's a lot of communication that has to take place between people, whether it's via the phone, whether it's face to face. And so being able to interact with each other, I think is really, really high on most of the agendas of most companies or organization. And one of the ways to know that or deal with that is through emotional intelligence. And obviously, if we just said, you know, interpersonal skills, that would play, you know, a big role also. But if you can narrow it down to just what it is that an organization or a company is looking for, it's emotional intelligence. And so I think more and more companies are beginning to see that emotional intelligence pays dividends, and a lot of things that you see either printed or if you see, you know, videos or YouTube pieces, it tells you that based on the research that has been done that emotional intelligence matters a little bit more. Now, how much more? They have some numbers around it, of course, but the numbers, I'm not really as focused on the numbers as I am on the fact that in reality, what they're saying is that it's your emotional intelligence that helps you to excel in what you do. In other words, your IQ gets you in the door. It's your EQ or your EI, which is what propels you not only through the door, but up the stairs, up the elevators, and as high, of course, as someone's potential allows. So I think the sudden interest in emotional intelligence is based on where we are in terms of what the economy focus is, which is more technology and more service-based, where the skills of interacting with people, you know, is first and or foremost. So I hope that answers or at least gives the person who submitted that email some idea. Another email that we have was, how long does it take to improve your emotional intelligence? Wow, now that's a tough one, because when we talk about how long does it take to improve an individual's emotional intelligence, it's really talking about, you know, in what areas does the individual want to focus on. And I think if we start from that perspective, one of the first things that we will want to do is to be able to assess what is our current level of emotional intelligence. In other words, where are we now? Because let's say, and I'm just use some hypothetical statements, and I'm going to say low, mid, and high. If we're low in emotional intelligence, then obviously we'll have a long ways to go. If we're at some mid-range in emotional intelligence, we don't have as far to go. And if we're high in emotional intelligence, you know, we may have only a couple of things that we want to fine-tune or tweak in order to be better at it. So the first thing that I think that we should look at is, where can I find a reliable and valid instrument that I can use to measure my emotional intelligence? There are a lot of them out there. By far, you know, there's the Mesquite out there, which is the Mayer Salovey Caruso emotional intelligence test, you know, that one can do that will give them, you know, a numerical value or a quotient of what their emotional intelligence is. There's, I believe, Daniel Goleman and the Hay Group has the ESCI or the ECI. I may be mispronouncing it when I say it, but I think it's the ESCI, emotional intelligence test that will allow a person to get there, get a good look at where they are. And then there's the EQI 2.0 by MHS, which will, you know, a lot of people use. The gentleman that was on last month, Bob Jarris, has an emotional intelligence assessment tool. I believe it's the EQI 2. Bob Jarris, and you can go back to the archives and you can pick up Bob Jarris's information. But he has a tool that's out there that measures emotional intelligence in a lot of the different areas, including leadership and teams and so forth and so on. And there's 6 Seconds out there. 6 Seconds also has a tool. So there are a lot of tools out there that an individual can use to measure their emotional intelligence, to see where they are, and then develop what I call an EIDP, or Emotional Intelligence Development Plan, that will allow them to then begin working on developing their emotional intelligence. But one of the things that I often say to people is that you can't develop your emotional intelligence in one day. Now, granted, depending on what it is that you want to do, maybe you can, you know, increase, you know, some aspect of your EI in one day. But emotional intelligence and the developing of emotional intelligence is a journey. That's something that you have to work on. Let's say that if you're interested in enhancing your listening skills so that you're a better listener or you're more empathetic, you're not going to be able to attend a one-day class or a half-day class and say, okay, I went to this half-day class or this one-day class, and now my empathy is much greater than it was yesterday. No, you're going to have to practice some empathy kinds of activities or exercises. You're going to have to practice some listening skills and exercise and things like that. And over time, you know, your EI in that area will improve. One of the things that I often say based on some of the readings that I've done and research that's out there is that it takes at least 90 days to see a measurable difference between what your EI is now and where you want it to be. In other words, if you took an EI assessment today, you should wait at least 90 days before you do or before you reassess. That way you should be able to see some difference. Now, what the difference is, large or small, again, it sort of depends on what it is that you're attempting to develop. So those are the emails that I want to respond to today. You can send other emails, and as I get them, I'll save them for the next show. The next show will be March 4th, or the first Monday in March. Just make sure that you check your calendar, check your emails, check LinkedIn, and of course you'll see what the date is for the next show. But it's the first Monday in March, noon Eastern Time, 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, and I think for Central Standard Time, it's 11 a.m. The shows are also archived, so you'll get a chance to be able to download them later if you miss them. But I really would like for people to hear them when they're live. That way you can call in. So closing out the show today, just wanted to say please give us a call. Go to our website. If you're not a Society of Emotional Intelligence member, please become one. We need to have your membership in order for the show to stay on the air. So go to the website, societyofei.org. That's our website. Go to the membership page. You can complete the form and submit the appropriate dues. So that's about all the time we have for this month's show. I'll be back next month at the same time. Don't forget to visit our website. Become a member of SOEI. Why? Well, there's a lot of reasons why. But the main reason is just so that you can be, well, more EI savvy. I'm Dr. Hank saying go out and have an EI day. Thanks for listening.